that we're going to do on a monthly basis, and that is talk about crime specifically in our area. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Jack.
Tell us what's up.
Well, one of the things I'm asked almost daily by people is tell me what's going on with crime in my neighborhood and that sort of thing. And we have talked about it and thought maybe we'd try this and see how it works. And let's talk about, for example, we'll talk about the crime that occurred in Lexington in February.
You get a report at the end of each month, is that right?
I do.
On all crimes that were committed in Fayette County?
Just the Part 1 crimes.
The kind that you'll have to deal with.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And we'll talk about that and where they happen. And
what is a Part 1 crime?
Well, Part 1 crime are the serious crimes that occur. And we'll talk about what they are specifically if you'll hang on and listen starting at 9.
That's called a tease. See, you're catching on, yeah.
Showbiz.
Don't tell them everything.
It's showbiz.
Showbiz, yeah.
News Talk 590.
Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. Depend on it.
WPLK, Lexington.
A Cumulus station. It's 9 o'clock. And now, here's Jack Patty.
Good morning. Welcome into the 9 to 10 hour. This is American DA Live, a forensic Friday. Commonwealth Attorney Ray Larson is in the studio with us. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Jack.
This morning, we're going to start something a little new, and if it works out, we may have it every single month. If not, we'll drop it like a bad habit, because that's just the way we roll. Right, Ray?
You're not kidding.
Actually, Ray was telling me the other day, a few weeks ago, that you are given a crime report every month to go over, and these are, as you call them, as everybody calls them, Part 1 crime. First of all, where does the report come from, and what is Part 1 crime?
Well, the police department has to report Part 1 crimes to the FBI, and the FBI, they do this from every city all over the country does it, police agency does it, and what they do is that's the way they can tell about crime in various communities and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Part 1 crimes are the serious crimes that occur in a community. For example, the Part 1 crimes are murder, rape, robbery, serious assault, breaking and entering, which is burglary, theft, larceny, call it larceny or theft, auto theft, and arson. Those are the Part 1 crimes. And so anyway, we get a report on those each month. And in February, the crime was down.
Really?
And it's, it was, no telling why. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think it's because it's a good, tough prosecution.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't know why. It can be the weather. It can be all kinds, because most of these outlaws just don't want to be uncomfortable when they commit a crime. And they want to stay out of the cold, too.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So, but at any rate, the crime was down. Now, it's important to know what kind of crime is going on in town. And most of the crime in Lexington is what they call the nonviolent crime. That's what the legislature calls it. But
you don't call it that.
No, indeed.
I don't call it that because I've been burglarized. That's nonviolent. Burglary is nonviolent.
The ones that they classify as nonviolent are burglary, all of the thefts, auto theft, and arson. Violent crimes, as they are defined, are murder, rape, robbery, and assault.
93% are these nonviolent crimes.
That's right, and that's the interesting part. And 7% are violent crimes, and it's kind of important to know that we're doing a pretty good job with violent crime, because those people are the ones that end up being incarcerated, and it's kind of down, but the ones that aren't being incarcerated because our legislature thinks we can't afford to keep these people in prison are the property criminals or the nonviolent types. And those people are the prolific repeat offenders that we have to deal with. And so they're left kind of on probation on the street. And what happens is they just continue to commit crime after crime.
And you tell me the number one thing that people ask you is, what's going on in my neighborhood?
Right.
We thought this would be a good opportunity to talk about specific crimes in specific neighborhoods.
For example, I was out eating the other night, and somebody came up to me and just said, You know, in my neighborhood, we've had all sorts of car break-ins. They call them car burglaries, mm-hmm. but it's called larceny from auto and that the police department.
Nonviolent, of course.
Yeah. Right. So I'd like to hear from people out there who will talk about crime that's going on in their neighborhood so that we can, you know, we just kind of know if crime is affecting you. Mm-hmm. And the nonviolent crimes occur everywhere. And one of the things I wanted to talk a little bit about was, as we go through these Part 1 crimes, where did they happen in February?
All right, hold that thought as I give the numbers. 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T. Toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590. Or email us, jackpatty@wvlkam.com.
Well, in the... We didn't have any homicides during February, and that's sort of a relief.
Is it rare that we go a month without one?
You know, Jack, it's not unusual to go a month without.
How many do we have in the year average?
Probably 14, 15, or 16.
How is that versus other cities of equal size?
No,
we're way ahead, right?
Well,
I mean, ahead in terms of fewer.
Yeah, we have fewer homicides
yeah.
than a lot of the cities our size.
I think I'm trying to say better off than other communities that way,
But the next crime is rape. And we had, there were four forcible rapes that occurred in Lexington.
Can you give us the
sure,
area?
Downtown area. And
so that doesn't include UK area, does it? Or does it?
It could. But primarily it's in the center city.
Okay.
So one of the things we encourage people to do is go around in groups. Don't be hanging out by yourself. And one out in the Tate's Creek area, that was that's Center Parkway area is where that occurred.
Okay.
Then we want to talk a little bit about the arson. The arson business is, there were,
four
arsons, and I'm going to get over here to my, stats for you.
Here, that's very hard to prove.
Arson is very difficult to prove. One occurred on, and I can be more specific on this, one occurred on Lenny Court.
Is that Tate's Creek area?
Yeah.
Okay.
One occurred on Pleasant Ridge Drive. And I think that's out in the Hamburg-Andover area.
Right, yeah.
We got East Loudoun.
Which I think they consider downtown, right?
Right. Yeah. And Sherman Avenue.
Which is, they say Chevy Chase, it's really not.
It really is, because Chevy Chase, you're right. But when I go through the classification, I take a few blocks into both sides of Richmond Road and then further on the... Henry Clay side.
Right.
Yeah.
But now arson, difficult to prove because usually the evidence is destroyed in the fire, I guess, right?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. These fire arson investigators are really good about determining whether or not it's an arson and been started by some accelerant.
Mm-hmm.
They're good at figuring that out. The problem is finding out who did it.
Do we have people in the Lexington Fire Department that do nothing but that, or how does that work?
Yes, we've got arson investigators there, and they're outstanding.
Are they?
Yeah, they're very, very good at it. The assaults, and these are people have to be, if they're assault first degree, they have to have a serious physical injury physical injury with a deadly weapon or dangerous instrument.
That makes it a felony?
Yeah. A serious felony.
Okay.
And we had four of these. Let me see how many we had. We ended up with about 11 serious felonies. You know, these numbers don't sound huge unless you're the one that's been assaulted.
Right.
Then it's...
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Five of them occurred in a residence. Now, that typically means that there's been some serious domestic violence involved where somebody's really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
One occurred in a park. four of them occurred on a highway or on a road, you know, on the street, mm-hmm. which could very easily be road rage gone bad.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But those are the assaults. And it just, the assaults occurred, the majority of them occurred downtown. Now, what does that mean? The downtown area covers a lot of space in Lexington. And so that's where that is. Robberies, we had 26 robberies. That's a bunch of robberies.
Is that a higher amount than usual? Or
I don't think so. It's just a lot of robberies. It's just that
you were here in office in the 80s when there were so many burglaries going mm-hmm. on. How does the number we have today compare to then?
Well, I think that if you want to talk about burglaries, I think burglaries are up.
I'm sorry, did I jump ahead? Were you on robberies?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Two robberies and we'll come back to burglaries.
Okay. So what are most of the robberies?
And define robberies for those that don't
know. Well, robbery is, let me do this. Let me go through theft, burglary, yeah. and robbery. If you have a wallet with $500 in it, which is probably not unusual for you,
sure.
And the guy comes up and pickpockets you, that's a theft. He took something that belonged to you. And now, if you put that wallet on your nightstand and he broke into your house and went tiptoed over to your nightstand and took your wallet with $500 in it, then that's still a theft, right? But there's another element involved. And what is that? He broke into your house. It's the breaking and entering business. Now, if a guy walks up to you, pulls a gun on you or a knife, still another element involved in that, and that's force. A robbery is force. The other one is burglary, and the other one is theft. So there's a distinction.
Okay.
Now, robbery is taking something from somebody with force. And there were, like I said, there were 26 of these. And it's the Clay's Mill, Pasadena, Lafayette, Parkway area where a significant percentage of these. Downtown was the most. 15% of these robberies occurred downtown. Then you got Herod Hill, Beaumont, Stonewall, and Fayette Mall. Now, why would you? Those are shopping areas.
I was going to say shopping areas.
Yeah. And so that's where those have occurred. Now, let's talk about where would these robberies. Three of them occurred in a convenience store.
In or around, or do you know the difference?
Don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Grocery and supermarket was one. Highway, a road, or alley. That means somebody just walked up to somebody on the street. Parking garage.
Oh.
Boy, that's, pay attention. Mm-hmm. Residence or home. That could be a home invasion robbery. One in a restaurant.
Really?
Yeah. My guess is that would be a fast food restaurant where somebody just came in, pulled a gun, or implied a gun. That's a term you use.
If you imply a gun, is it the same as having a gun?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. 253-5959. Touch star 590 from AT&T. Toll free from anywhere. 1-877-777-0590 or email jackpatty@wvlkam.com.
Our experience is that guns are stolen a lot.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you said six?
There was only six reported in February, but I have no doubt that that's basically an underreported thing.
And here's the interesting part. They were downtown, Chevy Chase, and Hamburg, Andover.
Right.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, larceny, what is that? Again,
that's theft.
Theft.
Theft from an auto, from a car. It's called larceny from auto is the term that the police department uses. And this is what Chase asked about. If somebody breaks into your car and takes... And this is a very, very common crime in Lexington.
Didn't you tell me that sometimes these people will hit several vehicles all maybe in the same night?
Absolutely.
If they start scoring, then they're going to keep coming back. And how many of those, I wonder, are unlocked vehicles?
Oh, a bunch.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Now, people need to do their part and not make it easy for these for these outlaws. Now, let's talk about where these LFAs occur.
Okay.
On the street, 33 of the of this number of 130 or so, 33 occurred on the street. People park their car on the street, and that's typically what happens. Bang, somebody knocks the wind in and causes you $500-$600 worth of damage or more. Chase, of course, got a very expensive car, and as a result, it would be lots more. Parking lots and garages, that's, you know, one of the things you worry about, especially around holidays and that sort of thing, is these guys walking around hitting, knocking the wind out, stealing things that are left in the car, in, that are visible in the
car.
When
you say garages, you're talking about public garages.
Oh, yeah. But out at shopping malls, that's the reason the police say put your stuff in the trunk so it can't be seen. Residential. Now, 37 happened in residences, so that may be in the driveway, those kind of things. So it's, you know, it's a real problem.
And what, what about auto theft, stealing the car? How many of those do we have?
Well, we had, let me get to it here.
Okay.
I think we had seven cars stolen.
What's the rate of finding those cars? Do you have any idea?
Well, they find a lot of them because they just, you know, they take them and they leave them or they wreck them. Or, so remember we had a period of time when people would steal cars and drive them into ponds. Remember a few months ago?
Yeah.
And, well, you talk about that. There you got the real serious criminal mischief charge, which is a felony, but it's, you know, that sort of thing. Shoplifting, a big, big issue. Now, people say, well, it's just shoplifting. Well, it's just like insurance. It costs us all. When somebody shoplifts, they're, these people that run these businesses aren't going to
absorb the cost. We're going to pay for it.
That's right.
Okay. We're going to take a break. 253-5959. Touch star 590 from AT&T. Toll free from anywhere. 1-877-777-0590 or email JackPatty@WVLKAM.com. We're talking about crime in Fayette County, specifically in the month of February, from a report that's issued by the police department given to the FBI. Commonwealth Attorney Ray Larson is with us. This has been so interesting to me this morning, Ray. Are DUIs on that report?
Yes.
Keep asking you about stuff and
DUI
on the wrong
arrests
page.
Are.
Yeah, okay. How many of those do we have?
Well, so far in 2013, there have been 191
DUI arrests.
DUI arrests, and in February there were 107. So January was down. It's interesting. There have been so far this year. There have been over 2,000 car wrecks in Lexington, and 95 of those have been DUI related. So, you know, I'll tell you something else that's interesting. I read where Colorado is having to now to come up with a strict limit on the THC level since they've legalized marijuana. And, boy, they're fighting it out there. Now, let me tell you something
else. Hold on, Mike's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. I was finding it fascinating. I was wondering if there is some website or some way the citizens can get access to all that locational crime.
Well, you need to. Let me tell you something to do. This is a neat website.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Raids Online.
Is that you?
No, just.
Okay, Raid.
Well, yeah, Raids, R-A-I-D-S.
Oh, Raids, I see. Okay.
Online, and that's one word, .com. And I use it to find out about crimes that have occurred within 1 mile of my home.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you can do that, and it's Raids Online.
Right.
And I recommend that you go to it, sign up, doesn't cost a thing, and go ahead and follow the instructions and get some. You can find out what's going on in your neighborhood.
Well, thank you.
Might scare the hell out of you, but it's
that's okay. I'd like to be prepared.
You can also. I think there's a website. You can also see where there are sex offenders in your neighborhood. Can you not? Do you know about that? Pretty sure there is.
I think the sheriff may have that.
Okay.
The Fayette County Sheriff's Office, but this Raids Online is a neat operation, and I would see, that's how you can get the reports of crime that have occurred within the last 24 hours.
Well, that sounds great.
It is. I'll tell you another secret here, and this usually shocks everybody, but the value of property that has been stolen so far this year in Lexington is $2.4 million. Think about that. $2.4 million has been stolen, and that doesn't count the damage. For example, if they stole your air conditioning unit for the $40 worth of copper in it, it probably cost you $5,000 to $10,000 to get all the damage repaired.
So that's all the insurance money.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and guess what? You pay for insurance, and it takes care of that, but it affects us all on our insurance rate sometime. And these thugs just kind of get away with it.
Appreciate your call.
Yep.
This is from John. I can't read the whole thing. It's too long. We don't have time, but you'll appreciate this. He says, I like this segment. However, my wife came in and said on the 4th of this month, it was the 4th anniversary of her attack. Being the Kentucky girl she is, she fought him off and took his 9mm gun clip from him. He ran. The man is still in incarceration, but coming up for parole. I think he spent enough time for his crime, but he's going to be a dumbass, if you'll pardon the expression. That's what he said. And again, hurt someone else. She still has a bump on her head where he pistol whipped her, and she has a hard time sleeping. And it goes on and on to talk about this, but he's pretty sure that this guy's going to get out, and he's going to do it again.
Well, there you go.
I know he's preaching to the choir, but that's...
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take this with me.
Okay. I appreciate all this information. I think this is something that we should do on a regular basis, as we talked about doing, because I think it's important to know what's going on in your neighborhoods.
Well, I think I find it very interesting, Jack, and it's now there's one other thing I wanted to talk about
here.
You
got about 30 seconds.
All right, it has to do with the number of involving guns. Let's see, there were 27 murders, rapes, robberies, and assaults in January, 15 in February that were involved guns. 11 that involve knives, and so people are using weapons to do these things.